Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But he did what he was asked to do. He did what he was asked to do time and time and time and time and time and time again, did it this time, and is a part of the biggest social media video that WWE has done all year, beating CM Punk. He is a part of that. Give him a world title. Reward that guy with a title shot.
When it comes to professional wrestling, if you are talking about it, we are talking about it. Welcome to the Wrestle Chat Podcast with the Ant-Man.
Tonight, TNA is back at Hard to Kill. Mickie James has a brand new job. R-Truth is bringing back little Jimmy. And where is Sasha Banks? You know, we're going to hit them all here on episode 41 of the Wrestle Chat Podcast. But first, we're going to get things started off with Tony's Twitter Meltdown. Michael, welcome back to the podcast. How's your week been so far?
It's been great, man. Not as busy of a week in wrestling, but still plenty of talk to talk about, so I'm ready to dive in and see what's going on.
Thankful for some fat fingers from Tony Khan. We've got plenty of entertainment on Twitter. Let's set up Tony tweets, maybe like a series of matches. Here's what I gather. It started with a guy named, I'm just going to start here. How about that? His name, I believe, is Raj Giri. He was tweeting, these guys do have history. Seth Rollins defeated Jinder Mahal in the tournament finals to become the first NXT champion. And it was a picture of the two of them in the ring when they were facing off on Raw. Of course, setting up the world title match coming up this Monday. USA Network replied and said, what was the cage match rating? And I'm guessing somewhere in that right there, it started lighting a fuse under Tony Khan. I don't know. He chimed in. A moral victory for USA is one win more than their world title challenger Jinder Mahal has in the past 364 days because it's been literally a full year since he won a match. You really put AEW in our place. Getting Jinder Mahal in a big match on your TV show. Do it more often. More from Tony. He wrote just a random tweet that said a double standard. Hook 28-1 career record on a winning streak calls out the champ. A logical challenge sparks online outrage. Jinder has literally lost every single match he's in for the past year. Immediately gets a title shot. Where is the rage? And then comes in Eric Bischoff. And I love a man a few words. In fact, it wasn't even a word at all. It was simply the clown face. And that, I believe, is what completely set Tony Khan off. How has Tony come so unhinged on Twitter this past week? Now, I'm not mad at it because, like you said, kind of been a slow week. And this has been fun to follow, although it has been complicated. What are your feelings on some of these tweets from Tony this week?
Well, it's very layered, okay? First of all, let's address big picture stuff. One thing that WWE has done very well under multiple regimes is speak softly and carry a big stick. You know, if Agreed. You go back to even the Monday Night Wars, WCW was always talking about WWE, But WWE was rarely talking about WCW because the focus was on the product. Okay. So you have Vince McMahon era. You come now to what we consider the Triple H era, if you will. You know, the most recent comment that I can remember from the corporate standpoint was Hall of Fame a few years ago when the infamous pissant company line came out. But other than that, you don't hear, you know, WWE addressing AEW at all. And as the first layer, this is where Tony Khan has got to just chill his jets a little bit because, you know, if he would put about half the effort into booking that he did in trying to troll WWE, the product would probably be a lot different. Okay, so there's layer number one. Layer number two, since when did we hate Jinder Mahal?
Absolutely.
I mean, can we talk about it for a minute?
Now, like, in all honesty, I think I pretty much hated three-man band, but I think it was in the majority on that. Now I appreciate them and appreciate all the guys in the band, but that might be the last time that even hate and gender were even close in a sentence to me.
Yeah, obviously he had one of the most unforeseen and controversial WWE title runs, but anybody that you could trust with an opinion in wrestling will agree that it was highly successful. The dude looked like a champion. The dude carried himself like a champion. The dude wrestled like a champion. Everything about it was great. His entrance from being WWE champion has been circulating X Twitter, Twix again, and it's just money. And so now we're, you know, addressing the Tony Khan comments directly about hasn't won a match in a year.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I wasn't aware that he's wrestled in the last year.
I'm not sure he did either.
He's been a manager for a tag team.
Yep.
And even at that, that tag team has been incredibly dominant. His look as a manager and his countenance as a manager in that tag team has been nothing short of phenomenal. And so I'm just sitting back going, Tony, what's the problem? You know, and he's a former world champion. Why not see him step up after a long hiatus on TV to fight for the championship? Everything about it makes sense. And so I think it's just, you know, we may talk about some numbers later, but I think the numbers speak to why Tony might be just a little upset.
A little bit. And, you know, this also comes at a time when they have wrestlers and staff leaving left and right. Your EVP's wife has now decided she doesn't want to work here anymore. And she's taken off. It's very odd to see this. And maybe it's a distraction and an outlet for Tony after so many things that have gone on there that do seem somewhat troubling. I mean, love him, hate him. He has been the voice of everyone that is living, breathing right now's childhood or at least big moments that they've ever thought of. And that's good old JR Jim Ross. His contract is ending in February. He just states that he hopes that Tony does something. But right now there's nothing. And this could be another person you just let fade off. Okay, well, just take off. He did, you know, they did hire somebody else that, you know, another coach and other people are coming in. People that, I mean, I think Scotty Too Hotty. You remember Scotty Too Hotty? I think he's now an agent with AEW, which is very cool. I'm glad that he's working and glad that he's doing that. But man, some of the people that have left, QT Marshall, I mean, it's really started obviously with Cody Rhodes taking off. And it seems like since then, just things have just kind of, without Cody saying a word, you can kind of see, well, I wonder if this is not the reason that Cody took off. I mean, it seems like the place is in shambles and he likes to, you know, tout ratings here, there, and yon, he being Tony every once in a while. But man, I figured it up and you would have to do Dynamite twice to get close to Raw ratings every week on average. It's right. I mean, we're give or take 100,000 people, but man, we're talking about, you know, 1.5, 1.6 million every week with WWE, and we're getting half of that on AEW. I think you should just pay attention to your product and not worry about what matches Jinder Mahal is getting.
And to talk more numbers, you know, we on the Wrestle Chat podcast say it all the time. We try and be positive. We try and, you know, encourage, you know, the good side of wrestling. And the truth is, want AEW fans to succeed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're all fans. Yeah. I want AEW to succeed. I'm not placed firmly in either camp. Competition is good for business. And AEW has done a great job at times of being a great alternative product, not a secondary product, but a great alternative product to the WWE. It seems like just in the last 6 to 8 months, maybe a year, that, you know, we've seen some people go, like Cody, but there was still strong talent on the roster. You had CM Punk back. Oh wait, CM Punk's gone. Oh, well, we still have Chris Jericho. Well, he's 55 and has some allegations against him now that are unknown whether to be true or not. You have the Young Bucks, which are very polarizing people. But all of this to say, you're lacking star power and you're lacking storylines. But let's get to some actual numbers that are concerning. There's a report circulating around that AEW in the year, the business year of 2023 is estimated to lose $35 million globally on their products.
Wow.
Now you could say, hey, they're still within, you know, a couple of years of being open. That's fine. Businesses take time to be profitable. But at the same time, you look at the level that they're operating at with production and touring and staffing, and you would think that we would be beyond that at this point. And just for context, the year that WCW was sold to AOL Time Warner, they were in the hole $60 million that business year. And that was after more time of existing than AEW. And similar backstories, you've got, you know, wealthy owners that can supplement the product, but it can't go on for forever. And when you look at AEW being in the fourth or fifth year of business, I believe I'm shooting from the hip on that, and they're already 55% of the way to the same number that WCW closed shop on, that's scary.
It is scary.
And so while I wish them to succeed, things are not exactly looking positive in AEW land.
Let's give some love to gender here. We mentioned him. I don't know why all this hate came out about gender. And I love that even he chimed in just a little bit on Twitter and he said, "What's a hook?" I love that. So let's think about gender. He was so long in three-man band. He ate crow, I would say, in that group often. Kind of that was the role of that crew, was to kind of eat crow, be the, I don't want to say jobbers is so derogatory, but they were there to put whoever they were in the ring with over and have some maybe comedic relief in some instances. As that dissolved, he went away. Completely reinvented himself. He spent a lot of time and a lot of energy on getting himself physically fit better than he had ever been in his life. And he came back and he won the WWE title. Now working as an advocate for a very, very solid group. The Indus Shear, is that right? Indus Shear?
Yep.
Thank you, Sam. Okay. And now working as their advocate, he hasn't wrestled a lot of singles matches. But he took the brunt of the letdown reaction. So he knew that when Triple H comes out on Twitter and says, so I'm not going to address the rumors, but I can say that there will be a former world champion at Raw this coming Monday. And then when the music hit, it was Jinder. He went out there knowing that the whole place was going to go, oh, Jinder Mahal? Really? That's what we built this up to? And he did it anyway. He did it anyway, and he did it so stinking well. And he took a beating from The Rock. He held his own, but he took a beating from The Rock. I mean, verbal beating, physical beating. He played his role, a credible heel. He has a story to challenge for the world champ. Not a traditional story like he's worked his way up to it, but he did what he was asked to do. He did what he was asked to do time and time and time and time and time and time again, did it this time, and is a part of the biggest social media video that WWE has done all year, beating CM Punk. He is a part of that. Give him a world title. Reward that guy with a title shot. Absolutely. Let's see where that story goes. See if you see, they're doing more and more outside of the United States. Could this be a sign that maybe they're going over there, going to India? I would love that for Jinder Mahal, and we give him all the props. I do. I know you do too.
One thing to that. We were texting this last week, and I said to you as we were discussing this topic, I don't know that world title match was always planned.
Yeah.
And to your point, he goes out there, cuts a killer promo, looks great, dresses the part, carries himself as a heel, but not like The Miz or Grayson Waller, where it's the greasy heel. He comes out and he's just like, you know what?
Cocky.
I'm a former world champion.
Absolutely.
And just slays this promo. There is a part of me that thinks that, because this isn't on a pay-per-view, this is on Raw, this is on a Monday night.
That's right. Yeah.
And after the success of that promo and everything he did, it would not surprise me one bit if he got back there and that the writing team was just like, you know what? We're gonna give this guy a title shot, if nothing else, than just to honor the way that he commits and performs for this company.
Yep.
And so seeing what he did just over two Monday nights, cutting two scathing and amazing promos on people, that guy, just like you said, has all my love, has all my support. Like, the dude just kills it, and he doesn't get enough credit.
We are Jinder fans here at the Wrestle Chat Podcast. Let us know what you think I think we titled this episode Tony's Finishing Move, Angry Tweets. And listen, I don't know if the finishing move is for the guy he's going up against, or it's for him. We'll find out. We need to talk about somebody else who's doing some great work, R-Truth, and somebody who's got a brand new job, Mickey James. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English, and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about those guys. Hey, I got a question for you. Is one of your New Year resolutions to travel more in 2024? I want to see if we can't help you out with that. That's by hooking you up with my exclusive offer from the Chase Southwest Visa. Sign up over at WrestleChatPodcast.com/sponsors and you can earn 50,000 points. That's enough in most instances for 2 round-trip tickets. That could cover your airfare to the Royal Rumble or maybe WrestleMania 40 or many other premium live events all over the U.S. Maybe you even have a dream of going to Hawaii. It could cover that too. Plus, you earn more points with every dollar you spend on your Chase Southwest Visa. Some restrictions apply. You can get all the details, though, over at WrestleChatPodcast.com/sponsors. Earn 50,000 points today and check travel off your bucket list in 2024. That's WrestleChatPodcast.com/sponsors. I didn't know Mickie James was on the job hunt. I knew that she used to be the Knockouts champion. She lost to Trinity over on Impact, now TNA, which we'll get to here in just a little bit. But Fightful Select has learned that Mickie James has joined OVW as creative director and head of female talent. In addition, she'll be executive producer for all of OVW wrestling shows. Bravo! That's huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's the boss. That's pretty cool for Mickie James. Congrats to her. I had a little encounter with Mickie James one time. I don't think I've ever told you the story. I was Dave, who works for THQ. He was on with us when they released the game for AEW Fight Forever. I was living in Oklahoma City working there. That's where he and I met working with JR on the WWE games. Well, he was in town. WWE is in town. We go to the show. Mm-hmm. After the show, he goes, "Hey, do you want to go to the bar with the guys?" I was like, "Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it." And while at the bar, they're not as popular now, but you remember True Religion jeans?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I had my first pair of True Religion jeans, and that's what I was wearing that night. And so I play it cool. I've worked in radio for a long time. Don't geek out around celebrities. Wrestlers for me are a little more than celebrities. These are guys that, you know, how most people feel about country music stars or what have you. And so I still played it cool the entire night. John Cena, Rey Mysterio, No Mask, all this kind of stuff. And just hanging out. I'm hanging out with Dave, and he's paying for the drinks for all the wrestlers. The place closes down. They tell us we have to leave. But Dave needed to settle up at the bar. So he's settling up at the bar. Mickie James leaves. And when she is walking by, she stops and she goes, "Nice jeans." And winks and walks off.
Whoa!
She will deny that to her death because I promise you she does not remember that. But boy, I sure do. That's my Mickie James story.
And that's all that matters.
All that matters. And there's also a picture of me and Trish Stratus on Trish Stratus's phone. That's a different story for a different time. We'll tell that later. We were talking about Jinder Mahal doing such a great job at his what he does. Somebody else who's been doing a great job recently and has been doing it for a long time, R-Truth. I mean, 50-whatever years old he is, he's doing some incredible work right now. He even dropped the name Lil Jimmy this week. Can you believe that? That is amazing. I want Lil Jimmy to come back.
Dude, that guy is a treasure. Like, it's no wonder he's been around as long as he has, because everything he does is somehow incredibly thoughtful and genius, yet abysmally stupid. And he somehow marries the two for entertainment perfection. And his striving to be, you know, in the Judgment Day, this whole thing coming out of nowhere, yeah. You know, even his match a couple weeks ago in the tag match where there was this tension between, you know, he's tagging with, who is he tagging with? I can't remember who he was tagging with, but it was, you know, he was fighting for the Judgment Day on the other side.
Tagging with Miz.
But also confused. That's right. He was tagging with Miz because it's Awesome Truth. That's
awesome
right.
Truth.
And so, you know, but he's like, oh, wait, I'm partnering with Miz, but I'm in the Judgment Day, but I'm not in the Judgment Day, but I'm helping JD, but I'm tagging with Miz. And it's just, it's great. And that guy, I'm excited for his Hall of Fame speech.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what it's going to be.
He doesn't either. That's it. And the fact that there is now Tom and Nick Mysterio, evidently twins, that have been that have been a part of it. He's just brilliant with that. He's doing for the Judgment Day what Sammy did for the Bloodline. You know, he's giving that whole thing just another layer, a layer for people, another reason to attach to that group. And the fact that his shirt is just a piece of tape with his name on it at the bottom of it is just absolutely awesome. Yeah, R-Truth definitely is a treasure. Congrats to R-Truth for doing some great work and coming back and just picking up where he left off with everything. He's off. He's been great in the past. And I actually saw a match where Ron Killings was in TNA when he was in TNA. Mm-hmm. But to see and doing real work, you know, great work, serious work in the ring. And to see him doing this, man, because you know he can go. He looks fabulous. I cannot believe he's over 50 years old.
Well, and in that tag match too, dude, like for him being, I mean, he's got to be 50, right?
He's 50 something, yeah.
I mean, dude can go for his age. And I mean, even if you... I mean, him and Jericho, for example, Chris Jericho, neither one of them are spring chickens.
Yeah.
And even when you compare him versus Chris Jericho, Jericho's still in great shape. It can still work too, but R-Truth's even a step above Jericho, which says a lot. So man, just kudos to him for being in great shape, doing great work and still keeping that career alive.
He's 51. Just looked it up. 51 years old.
51.
Yeah. Good job, R-Truth. Another name that has been going around to could be showing up somewhere at some point is Sasha Banks and or Mercedes Moné, which it's only Sasha if she comes to WWE, I'm guessing. Mercedes Moné if she goes anywhere else. The last we heard was that she was going to show up in All Elite. But when? A lot of people thought it was going to be the Wednesday before last. And then, no, hang on. We're going to do it the homecoming this coming Wednesday at Daly's Place. And there was no Sasha Banks, just Ric Flair again. But no Sasha. Is she punking us? And what I mean by that, is she doing what Punk did when we're done talking. WWE says, nope, we're done talking. But he shows up at the very end of Survivor Series. Do you think there's a chance? Last week on our WrestleMania Bingo episode, I mentioned that I thought she and Naomi would return together, but I don't think that things can be kept secret for that long. So could it be at the Royal Rumble? I mean, that's only, 2 weeks away?
I don't know, but, addressing some conversation, I think I had texted you and said, man, if you're Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné, whatever, how do you look at WWE versus AEW? Even if the money is, decently apart between the two, how do you look at AEW versus WWE women's division and go, oh, I'll go AEW?
Yeah.
Again, and that's not taking a dump on anybody that's in AEW, because AEW has a lot of great women's talent that's actually growing and getting better week to week. But in terms of depth of roster, and the potential pairings and competitions and things you could do, AEW is nowhere close to what WWE can offer. And so, there's two schools of thought. You could go to AEW and you could be the big fish in the pond.
Yeah.
But when you don't have the depth of roster for people to work, of people to work with, is it worth it? If WWE is not going to offer you, that little extra bump in pay that you're after, is it worth walking away from that, knowing that there's so much potential? And then you remove the competition aspect of it. Look at how hot the WWE is right now. They're selling out live events.
Yeah,
they're almost really selling out every single television taping. AEW is not. And so is there an amount of money that can be traded for wrestling in front of a fraction of the people? So, I'm not in her shoes. I can't put myself in the mindset of a wrestler and what's important and as an artist, as an entertainer, but man, it seems like a no-brainer, but it's leaving us wondering, like, man, she might still show up in AEW, but at the same time, she's been teasing us like she might show up in WWE. So could be a CM Punk thing, could be not, but I don't know.
I think if she goes to WWE, that we have to see her at the Royal Rumble, because I think waiting until, you know, showing up at WrestleMania is just going to be too long and too hard to keep that secret, if indeed that would be the secret. You mentioned something about, you know, the depth of the roster. The roster depth at AEW is actually enormous. There are a ton of women on the AEW roster. What they're not doing is showcasing any of those women on TV for very much time at all. And you get 2 hours of Dynamite, 2 hours of Collision, and there might be three matches between the shows. Now, there's some Ring of Honor matches. There's several Ring of Honor matches, but the only way you get to see Ring of Honor is if you subscribe to Ring of Honor or to the Honor Club. That's the only way you get to see those matches or little tidbits on YouTube here and there. I mean, I saw a picture of the roster at AEW, and I was like, I didn't picture this many women working at AEW. Now, I would say that it might be a tad smaller if you don't count NXT, if you just did SmackDown and Raw for WWE, but we see so many more women's matches in WWE than in great, not just a match to fill some time, but a storyline now between people and developing new storylines and seeing great, great matches from these women. And I think it's a no-brainer too, even if it's a few dollars less. Don't you know that you're gonna make up the difference and maybe double that if you get the right t-shirt, get the right gear? I mean, they are second to none when it comes to merchandising. And I think it's a no-brainer. And maybe I'm being selfish just as a fan, because I just like to see her come back. It's a different world now than when she left. Different people are there, especially in charge. And it'd be interesting to see what would happen if those two came back. One place where I mentioned Naomi, she's Trinity in TNA, and they have a big pay-per-view tonight. We're going to hit some of that stuff and see what else we can't get into when we come back here next.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English, and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next on the Wrestle Chat Podcast. They wrapped up a big pay-per-view last year. And when they wrapped up that pay-per-view, they said, oh, we've got a big announcement. Got a little announcement we want to play for you. And the announcement was they are changing the name back to TNA. Total Nonstop Action. And tonight it is officially back. TNA, their pay-per-view, hard to kill. All the champs showing off some brand new title belts too. Have you seen these yet, Michael?
I've seen a few of them. I saw the tag titles, I believe, and the digital media title.
Yes,
I think.
Yeah,
Tommy Dreamer looked really good.
What I love about it is the continuity between belts. Like the heavyweight title, it's a little bit bigger than everything else, as it should be. But the design, the banner at the top, and the font that they use, they all look similar to each other as they kind of go down in hierarchy. You know, the world title being at the top, knockouts title being at the top, they look fantastic. And the guys who did that, I'll tag them. I don't remember their name, but I saw them on Facebook. I'll tag them in this video if you in this episode. If you want to go to the description of this episode, you can check out those guys and everything else that they make. They did a really, really good job. Yeah, TNA champ though tonight, Alex Shelley facing Moose. And if you've never seen Moose in action, he looks exactly, and I'll say this too about TNA, they've been hard to find for a long time, and it was always they're on TV, but it's not carried by every cable company, or like I use YouTube TV and it's not on that. I would have to go here and remember to go to YouTube at 7 p.m. It's just complicated to get to. What I have seen from them, especially recently, and listening to Tommy Dreamer on Busted Open, man, they've really done some great work. And to rebrand back to a brand that people thought were dead, resurrect it, and make people more excited than ever, bravo. I mean, they've done a great job at that. We got the Knockouts champ. I mentioned Trinity. She's taking on Jordan Grace. Excited to see what Jordan does. And I think this might be kind of telling that if Trinity is indeed looking for employment somewhere else, I think that if she is, then you possibly see a turnover in title here. If she doesn't mean that she's not leaving. It just means that she's not dropping the title that night. But if she does drop it tonight, then I think that might be a good sign that she's headed back home to WWE. We'll see, though. Josh Alexander, absolutely love this guy. Great wrestler. Going against Alex Hammerstone. Both these guys just beast, and it's not for a title or anything. It's just going to be a great match. Chris Sabin is the X Division champion, and this is a triple threat match against Kushida, awesome wrestler as well, and Vikingo, who's, he's already flipping right now. He'll be flipping to the ring when he gets there. That guy is amazing as well. We'll see who takes on that title when it's all said and done. Yeah, like I mentioned, I've watched TNA in the past, but not consistently. It's been a little complicated, but they're doing something different now with something called TNA Plus, their own platform. And this is much like the WWE Network was when it first started. It has all of their library. You'll be able to watch the current shows, and you get all the pay-per-views if you buy the I think they call it the championship tier. If you do that, you get to watch absolutely everything. So tonight is the night. It's called Hard to Kill. It is TNA's return with this pay-per-view, and you can get that either just on a normal pay-per-view, or you can do TNA Plus and watch it there. I'm going to do TNA Plus and watch it there and see how the experience is, and excited to report about it. About that next week. What do you think Tony's going to be tweeting about this weekend? TNA?
That, or that his steak was undercooked, or that his black hand towels were not in his dressing room, or maybe we'll see him circle back to CM Punk just because he can. Oh, wait, no, there's an NDA there.
You can't talk about him at all, I don't think, can he?
I probably not.
I don't think he can say anything Punk, more than I was scared for my life.
Yeah. But needless to say, whatever Tony decides to comment on this week, I have no doubt it will be nothing short of entertaining.
Well, give us something else to talk about here on the show, that's for sure.
That's right.
Only a couple of weeks away from the Royal Rumble. If I'm not mistaken, will we talk about that next week? Or will we not? Hang on. I need to look and see. Is that right?
Let's find out. I think so.
Man, I know this is riveting entertainment here right now. Listen to us.
We're Googling.
It's the 20th. No, we've got one more Saturday. We've got the 20th. Yeah, it's the one after that. Okay. So we can we'll give our predictions in 2 weeks on the Royal Rumble, set up some of those matches and have some fun with that. And in the meantime, we'll keep our eyes on Twitter and follow Tony Khan so you can see. Make sure you do the bell too so you can get the updates. As if he's tweeting about gender, you get it right then and you know about it.
Yep,
that's the best way. Michael. Good to hang out with you again this week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I don't think we're ever going to get invited to another All Elite show. We'll see. I'm the Ant-Man. We'll see you guys next week here on the Wrestle Chat Podcast.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.